Yeah.
Can my vocals up a little bit more, please?
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit more. Yeah.
I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level.
From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it's Mr. 100 and my buddy, the five-star man.
I'm fake Shannon.
Fake Shannon, still realer than the real Shannon.
I have no idea how to...
What does that even mean?
Your voice is just like a hair higher than mine.
Yeah.
And other than that, from what I understand, you and I talk exactly the same.
We do. And, you know, I've been told my entire life, and I don't mean to be offensive, so if this sounds offensive, I'm sorry, but I've been told my entire life that I sound black, and I don't know why. I think it's gotten better in the past couple years. I guess I used to have more of a slang, you know, when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed when I listen to myself on tape that I have a very distinct voice.
Well, and you've talked about that before, because just between, like, the lingo that you used and... the way that you spoke, because
yeah.
it was just kind of the way that everyone spoke around
you. Yeah, because I was from a very urban area. I grew up in the hood, per se, so to say, whatever.
I used to talk a whole lot like Tanner. No, that was that New Madrid accent. It was
New Madrid.
Yeah, the New Madrid accent.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to
similar to the Cairo accent.
Oh my God, my girlfriend Angela, God bless her heart. She was from she was from Indiana. And when she was coming down here to meet me, she had never been here before. And she said, okay, so I'm meeting you in Cairo. And I was like, I'm sorry? Cairo? You mean Cairo? But it's called Little Egypt. Like, you idiot. She was right. Anyway, hey, it is Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. Thank you, Jesse.
Hey, no problem.
I like answering the phone when I know Lonnie's calling. And I give it the, thank you for calling Gaming Grounds. This is Lonnie. And he goes, what the heck was that? Are you trying to intimidate me? Yeah.
Impersonate, not intimidate.
It's very easy to intimidate him. It is the Tuesday show, and Jesse Kimball is here with us tonight. Thank God. He wasn't here for Sunday. I filled in for him, and boy, train wreck Sunday is what I like to call it. The show was fine. Let me just say, the show was fine.
Yeah.
I felt like I did a terrible job, though. That is the first time I've ever hosted a show and felt like I did a bad job as host. And I don't know why, other than the fact that it felt like every other show that I host, which is distinctly different from Jesse's Sunday show. So I'm glad Jesse's back. I never want to host Nerd Up again.
The only way that I could see you thinking you did a bad job is if you were trying to do kind of the same, not quite rapid fire, but like contained, because that was... That was more of a free form, just kind of
like
everyone's
like we do
talking.
Here, Tuesday, yeah.
So like it's just kind of a free form. It's a conversation.
Right.
As opposed to like when Jesse normally does Nerd Up, that's a little bit more segment based.
Which is what
it's
I used
much
to
more
do.
News oriented.
Which is what I used to do. You mm-hmm. know, we did Sunday Random Sunday and it was very, list of topics, talk about them and move on from other stuff. So
remember,
I thought
you used to come in with like a notepad and everything.
Yeah.
Just, ready with stuff to talk about.
I thought I was going to knock it out of the park and then immediately. No, 20 minutes into it, I remember thinking, this is Tuesday. This is Tuesday, and I feel awful about it. Jesse, thank you for being here tonight.
Oh, so the Tuesday
problem.
Show's bad.
No, Tuesday's great.
It's a bit. I'm doing a bit. I don't want to actually hurt your feelings or anything.
No, Jesse did that yesterday.
With what?
It's nice you took your daughter out.
Oh, no. Sweetie.
That's it. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. If you want to know the context, email me at thisiswhyshannon@podzilla1985.com.
Allie just gave me the dirtiest look.
And I don't know why. What does she have to do with it? Anyway, welcome to the Tuesday show. I'm Shannon Young. I'm the real Shannon Young. All you other Shannon Youngs are just...
Not Shannon Young.
Better than me. Here with me tonight, Asa Gray, the five-star man at the end of the table.
All five.
The producer, Allie Abair.
Hello.
Although, what the hell has she produced in months?
Quality content.
She threw something at me. Okay.
I got
your
back.
Hit you in the
Thank
eye.
Thank you.
And, just
and of course, Jesse Kimball from Nerd Up.
Hey.
We'll all be glad when he returns on Sunday. So today was an interesting day, and I didn't know where I wanted to take the show tonight because there are lots of places I wanted to go. This was going to be one of those random things, but I feel like enough important stuff happened today that I don't know what to really talk about. Because on the one hand, we didn't get to talk about the Steam sales thing on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and that's something I want to talk about because I find it very interesting. Allie asked me earlier today, well, you know, what are we talking about tonight? And I thought, it just popped in my head. Well, you know, Audra posted this thing about why men shouldn't tell women to smile. And I found that very interesting. I kind of would like to talk about that. That sounds interesting. Then you have today's news coming out of, Congress and whatnot, where, the backdoor politics from last night got shut down. Thank God. Well, yes. At the same time, they've started their attempt to repeal Obamacare while also making it now a finable offense if Congress, the House gets out of line and causes chaos against decorum. Did you hear about this?
That part I didn't hear about, the chaos thing.
They have now made it where you will be fined if you go against the decorum of the House and whatnot. So that sit-in thing last year mm-hmm. for gun control, because of that, now if you try that again, they will fine you somewhere between $500 to, I think they said, $3,000, $4,000 for it.
Which, I mean, that's kind of a drop in the bucket.
For a
it's
lot of
silly,
those guys.
Especially if it's like, you know, because filibusters are illegal. Like, when I hear decorum, I kind of, like, that makes me think, like, oh, they're just trying to get, like, a bunch of money out of Trump. Because, like, I'm thinking, like, name-calling, constant interruptions, that's what I think of when I think decorum, not, oh, well, a filibuster, yeah, it annoys us, but it's legal.
Well, see, I think you're going the exact opposite way I was thinking. I was thinking that this combined with them trying to sneak in this thing that says that they will now govern themselves and that the, Independent Ethics Committee will no longer be a watchdog for them, which got canceled, thankfully.
Well, plus it wasn't quite like that, like extreme. The ethics community or the ethics committee was still going to exist. They just lost a lot of power. And the really big thing was that they were no longer allowed to investigate anonymous tips.
So combine that with them saying that there's, you can be fined if for interrupting the decorum. And I thought, well, this is just setting up for when Trump takes office, that the Republicans don't have to worry about the Democrats doing sit-ins again, or, they can just get away with whatever the hell they want. Now, not only are they not going to be, you know, hounded by the watchdogs, but now also Democrats can't do anything in the place about it. All they can do is follow the rules and politely say, I disagree with you. And then when they have the majority vote for the Republicans, they'll go, well, that's cool. Now sit back down.
Well, like, it's like Asa said, filibustering is still legal. Like, they can still do that, even if, like, it's the, you don't have to cause chaos to filibuster.
Well, would you consider what they did last year chaos?
No.
Because
there would
be
more chaos in the fact that they shut down the government. Like, that's something that I would think would qualify as violating the decorum.
Oh, you mean last year when the Democrats sat down and they held, oh, no, no, you're
no,
talking
I'm talking
about
when the Republicans threw a hissy fit.
Oh, of course. And that was sarcasm, by the way. Okay. I was pointing out. Yeah. When they threw a hissy fit and they decided to shut down, I'm sorry. I thought you got where I was going.
I made the sound, Wendy.
It was okay when Republicans decided that they hated the law so much that they were going to shut down Washington mm-hmm. for as long as it took. But when Democrats decided to literally sit down because of their just complete inaction against, you know, anything gun control related in the wake of mass shootings, that was okay. But this is against decorum.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like,
do you see why we're frustrated?
I'd have to see the language on it, because like I said, I didn't hear about that. And I really hope that it wouldn't be something like that. Like, if you're filibustering, you get a fine. Like, that sounds awful.
But I think they consider filibuster and what they did to be different. A filibuster versus people literally sitting down, and it was a protest, is what it was. Mm. So what they're saying is you can't protest, basically, inside, you know, in the confines of those rooms. You can't protest, which I think is silly, because that just, what happened to,
You keep talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were pointing at Billy. I thought Billy did something.
No, I wanted Billy to bring me my drink.
Oh, Billy, will you bring him his drink, please? We're all going to wait until Jesse gets his drink.
Now that the show has been interrupted.
We did
yes,
it.
Yes, please.
What kind of a drink is it?
It's a Coke.
Oh.
You get how that works?
Yes. I'm pretty sure we're going to get a cease and desist order. Please don't ever say our name of our product on the show again. So yeah.
They got to figure out where to send the letter.
We're 2.5 weeks. No.
They could find that out easily.
We're considering we do the plug.
We're suing you at podzilla1985.com.
709 Broadway for all your lawsuit needs.
Nope. There
it is.
We go.
We have 2.5 weeks before Donald Trump takes office. Rosie O'Donnell tweeted out yesterday, we have 3 weeks to stop Donald Trump.
At this point, we can't really stop him.
I was going to say, yeah, there's no...
He's done.
I mean...
Yeah, there's no well, stopping guess, him.
Maybe she meant those Second Amendment guys.
I was about to say, yeah, she may have been referring to the Second Amendment supporters.
Because maybe they can do something. You know, who knows?
Because yeah,
they're very passionate.
But they're the ones counting on him putting her in, putting Hillary in jail and...
Crooked Hillary.
Building that wall.
Did you...
Hillary Clinton.
Also, I don't want to turn this into the politics show, but did you see how much it costs New York City to protect Donald Trump at Trump Tower per day?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he said he wasn't going to take the salary as president. So it's fine. That's so noble of him.
Right.
But he's making like 10 times that amount from his Secret uh-huh. Service having to live
also,
because they don't want to live in D.C.
Something I read today that I had never thought about, how much Trump owns overseas, which would be at a constant threat for terrorist attacks.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, prime targets.
Oh, no, I can't divulge information about that person's secret illegal account. Oh, crap. I shouldn't have said it was secret. Oh, crap. I should have said it was illegal. It's too hot today.
That started and I thought you were doing Triple H?
No. It was a really low pitch for Donald.
I mean, I can do Triple H.
Shah. You got to add the odd to everything.
Okay, so let's stop talking about politics. We're all going to get very upset. Jesse, Asa, Alethea, did you hear about... Oh, that's such a pretty name. Did you guys hear about the... Top 100 Steam games. Steam released.
No.
Well.
All right, moving on. Next topic.
Steam released.
How was everyone's drive here?
The 100 biggest selling games of last year, 2016. Did you look at the list?
I didn't look at the list.
I glanced at it and then.
Producing some sass over there again tonight. The sounds of it. I have the list here online. They have it split up by levels. So you start at the bronze level, and then you go up to gold, and then platinum. The top 12 games of 2016. The Witcher 3, Dota 2, which isn't surprising because it's free to play.
Didn't Witcher 3 come out last year? Like 2015?
I'm not seeing Witcher 3 on this list.
Where are you at?
Steamcharts.com?
I'm at store.steampower. If you want to play along, kids, this isn't live. Well, it is live. Storm.
Shit.
store.steampowered.com/sale/2016_top_sellers/.
Cause I'm also not seeing, there's Witcher, but he's like in the middle.
I don't know
what
you guys.
That's weird.
Let's just go by my list. Cause mine's on a computer and it's not on a mobile phone.
Well, I'm
from now on going to pronounce it mobile phone because that's the classy way to pronounce it. Hi, Billy. Are you wanting to look at the list too? All right. So The Witcher 3, Dota 2, Rocket League, No Man's Sky, God bless you, boy, Dark Souls 3, Grand Theft Auto 5, XCOM 2, CSGO, The Division. If you want, you forget how hot The Division was when it first came out. That game was hot. Diablo hot. But then it cooled down.
Because everyone realized, ooh, I can do whatever I want.
Literally. Civ 6, Total War Warhammer, which was awesome. I didn't get to play it. And then Fallout 4. Those are your top 12 games on Steam in the past year. And looking at that list, one of those things is not like the other. One of those things is No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
It is tough because I finally found the thing you were looking at. The bestsellers. Okay. Basically, it's measured by gross revenue.
Right. Yes. Thank you.
So it's one of those things. Like, it's actually really impressive. See, on mine, like, I think the Platinum, it's not putting it in any order. So Witcher isn't number one.
Well, no, it's bunched though.
Yeah,
like platinum.
So, like,
yeah, no, Witcher isn't the number one of the year. It's just bunched in levels.
But it was like it was in the top highest selling of the year.
Yes.
But yeah, because in mine it's like, you know, 10th on the list because I think it's just randomized in that order
within the grouping.
And I know you said one of these things is not like the other. One of these other things is also not like the others in the sense that Dota 2
is free.
Is free.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
CSGO
made the platinum.
CSGO is only $15 and it's been out for years and it's up there. So yeah, both of those are just doing really, really well. And same with Rocket League off of microtransactions.
Yeah.
Dota 2 though, I mean, that's, you know, Defense of the Ancients is what started the whole MOBA genre.
Yeah, the old Warcraft 3 mod.
Yeah. So that's not surprising. Below that in the golds list, couple, you know, some good titles that I'm really glad did well. Stardew Valley did exceptionally well. I'm happy about that. Warframe, which is a free to play game. That's another one that's on the list for some reason. Team Fortress 2, not surprising. Everyone still plays that. Black Ops 3. And I have a feeling
that one actually is kind of surprising for this year.
It is, because I don't see Infinite Warfare.
Oh, it's definitely not going to be on there.
How sad is that?
Well, granted, Infinite Warfare was only out for 2 months.
Yeah, but it's true. But sold 50% of Black Ops 3 in its first week.
Did it really?
50%.
Ooh.
How bad is that for
Well, to be fair, Infinity this War? Is also on PC. And, like, most PC gamers are really, really upset about how they did Infinite Warfare.
I mean,
yeah, that's true.
I'm upset with how they do Call of Duty.
I was, too.
Yeah, we didn't buy it on console.
Nope.
I did.
Oh, yeah, you did. Because you got Call of Duty 4.
Yeah, yeah, I got it used. And then that night, me and Matt Sin sat here playing Call of Duty 4 while you guys played Overwatch and were hooting and hollering like a bunch of spot monkeys. And then Matt and I were just
like a
miserable.
Bunch of spot monkeys.
He's referring to I don't remember the type of monkey from Final Deletion.
Yeah.
When Jeff Hardy was trying to train, or Matt Hardy was trying to train Jeff Hardy to not be a spot monkey anymore, because that's how they were losing matches. So he took him to like a zoo and showed him the monkeys. And he's like, look, these are your brethren. These are the spot monkeys.
Oh my God.
Oh. Well, okay.
By the way, guys, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode of Pro Wrestling Unscripted, where we give out the Zilla Awards.
I'm super excited about that.
Me too. That's going to be a fun show.
I'm real convinced someone's going to kill Dalton on the air.
Well, it hasn't happened yet, and that's surprising.
Yeah, but this is, we give him an actual platform to give his, we have opinion? To listen to his opinion.
Like whenever we let him play Armchair Booker, and it's always the worst ideas in wrestling. In the bronze level, there's a couple, I mean, I guess once you get past gold, and silver, it's just the bottom of the heap, because now you have games like YouTuber's Life, Cooking Channel.
Euro Truck Simulator.
Euro Truck? I'd rather play Euro Trash Simulator.
That actually won one of the other, like, won one of the actual Steam Awards, though. For
a few
like,
years ago, yeah.
The no, Steamies? Like this year.
This year?
Yeah.
Are they called the Steamies?
I don't think so.
I desperately want them to be.
I don't believe so. Keep going through the list. I'm going to try to...
All right.
Because that was the fan-voted one that a lot of people were kind of calling shenanigans on.
Of Train Simulator 2017, because if you've always wanted the joy of having the train set when you didn't get when you were a kid on your high-end PC, this is the game for you. Do you like things going in circles?
You don't always have to go in circles. Honestly, like, Train Simulator is kind of cool in that you get to see a lot of really neat sights.
I imagine Train Simulator is cool in the same way that...
I have a point. Don't people play NASCAR games where you just go in a circle?
Yeah, but you're also racing.
Yeah, you're not racing a train.
That's true.
You're just...
You literally are just seeing the sights.
Yeah, it's like Flight Simulator.
Yeah.
Without the control. You have two controls on Train Simulator. Go and stop.
And slow down.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Euro Truck Simulator 2 won. I thought this game was cool before it won an award.
So the Hipster Award.
Neat.
Kind of.
What's the best train-based film you've ever seen in your life?
310 to Appaloosa. 310 to Yuma.
I was about to say, what?
310 to Yuma. I'm confusing the...
Appaloosa with...
Appaloosa, yeah.
That's wrong. Jesse.
Oh, I pass.
Alapia.
Are you really? You're asking me?
The little engine that could three.
There's only one right answer, and that's Under Siege 2 Dark Territory starring Steven Seagal.
Oh, no. Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer. I haven't seen it.
That's the best train movie.
No, see, mine was a joke,
though.
No, Snowpiercer is a great
movie. You're bringing up a good film.
Good movies, yes.
And you were bringing up a Steven Seagal film. I get the joke.
Thank you.
Because I actually do like 310 to Yuma
as well. Casey Ryback was his name.
Why, though?
Because reasons.
Also, Euro Truck Simulator 2 won the Sit Back and Relax Award.
I feel like if you're driving a Euro Truck, you should not sit back and relax.
No, the simulator.
Okay.
If you're in the simulator, it's fine.
Yeah.
If you find yourself on the streets in, you know, Great Britain, and you're just like, ah, time for a nap. No, don't do that.
Also in the bronze category, American Truck Simulator. I guess those,
American.
We got tired of those European, that Euro trash getting all the gold. Duh. So it's got very positive reviews too. User tags, simulation, driving, open world, America.
Call of Duty Infinite Warfare is actually in the bronze category.
Yeah.
So it sold well enough for that.
Good for you. You can join such greats as
Well, to be fair, there are a lot of good games in that category.
There really are.
Age of Empires 2 HD Addiction.
HD Addiction.
I mean, have you played Age of Empires? It's a little addicting.
You can also join greats like Farming Simulator 17.
Dishonored. Not Dishonored 2. Dishonored.
Yeah, American Truck
Dishonored
Simulator.
Dishonored 2 is in bronze.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
I think I'm looking at it right here. Dishonored is as well.
Street Fighter V.
Undertale. Undertale is, ended up being like just a
That was a
super,
huge hit.
Yeah, huge hit.
YouTuber's Life Cooking Channel. I actually thought about buying YouTuber's Life because it's basically you're a YouTuber and you, it's like Playboy the Mansion, but instead of making Playboys, you make YouTube videos and there's less nudity.
Oh. Well, that's interesting. But yeah, no, there's some really good games in that set.
And then Football Manager 2016 and 2017.
I see, I thought Football Manager got a platinum.
Man, people love their soccer.
Really?
They love their soccer. And especially Football Manager, because that's the soccer game where you don't actually play.
You don't actually have to play it.
You just tell people what to do. It's like Madden used to have the head coach games that came out with it, remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people would actually buy head coach. And my friend Jeremy loved that aspect of Madden. We went over to his apartment once. He's like, hey, I got the new Madden game. You guys want to see me play? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. We'll go hang out. So we go over to his apartment, and he's sitting there. He's doing franchise mode. He spent like 30 minutes deciding on ticket costs and like hot dog costs and stuff like that, and we left.
Wait, so okay. So when you started that story, I thought you meant like you guys were just there already, and he's like, oh, hey, I got the new Madden in.
No, no, no.
Like, okay, yeah.
I think we specifically
He invited you over to watch him micromanage a stadium.
We didn't know he was micromanaging stadiums.
No, no, that's what I mean. That's what he invited you over to see instead
of... That was his fun.
That's like, I'm not knocking it, because like, I know people who like that, but that's... I don't see how anyone could believe that that would be entertaining to watch.
Right. Like, from a third party, why would you invite someone to see it? That just doesn't make any sense to me.
I guess
either.
He was really proud of his business decisions.
Or maybe he thought that he was going to play a game. He's like, all right, guys, just let me do this real quick.
That like when I tell people, hey, I've got the new WWE game, I'm making my guy, let me just set a couple moves up real quick. 5 hours later, I'm still trying to decide on my third
eye color.
Heavy strike. Yeah. Yeah, that's rough.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I think that's an applicable comparison.
So yeah, the top 100 Steam games, go check it out. There's some good stuff on there, and it's very interesting to me.
So did you see any of the other, like, Steam awards?
No,
I actually
didn't see any of the Steam awards. Let's pull those up real quick.
I got them right here.
You got them? Okay.
Yeah, so villain.
Allie, we're gonna get to something for women in just a second.
What?
Ooh. I don't like it. Villain most in need of a hug, Portal 2. This game was cool before it won an award. Euro Truck Simulator 2. The Test of Time Award went to Skyrim.
I could see that. I'm really pushing for that Euro Trash
it's
Award.
Like, it's only been out for like 5 years though.
Winner, die, and
I also, wood. The Portal 2 thing.
I laugh. The
villain most in need of a hug. Like, Portal 2 came out years ago.
Oh no, yeah. We'll keep going.
Well, these aren't awards for just like games that
year.
Just came out.
No,
right?
Yeah. It's just, this was what the Steam community voted on.
Yeah. And the Steam community's awful.
The Just Five More Minutes Award went to Counter-Strike Go. In which the big thing was like, we'll get to that in a second. The Whoa Dude Award went to Grand Theft Auto V. It had
some GTA 5 behind us right now.
3 O's and 7 A's.
Whoa!
Some games melt your face. Maybe it was a crazy plot twist. Maybe you just got your wisdom teeth removed. Either way, this game blows your mind.
Let me guess. Grand Theft Auto 5.
That was the Whoa Dude Award.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a separate award with a really long title.
No, that was the description for that award.
Well, honestly, what about GTA 5? Like, is it twist, melt face? Like,
yeah, like, what was the plot twist? Trevor was a meth mouth?
I could see the argument of just how big it was.
Yeah.
And how much stuff there was in it and the amount of detail that went into it. But, I don't know. Like, yeah, there wasn't a crazy plot twist.
Like,
there wasn't crazy, like, visual effects, really. I mean,
that part where Trevor, like, was tripping.
Like, or when he, like, drinks the peyote.
Yeah. But still, there are way trippier games.
Well, like, because you look at the runners up, Witcher 3, Bioshock Infinite, Doom, and Metal Gear. And like, as far as you know,
I feel like Doom
should
have won that war because what
melts
your
face?
Maybe
a crazy plot twist.
Well, maybe not plot twist. It's pretty straightforward.
Because like Bioshock Infinite, like of those, I would certainly pick Bioshock Infinite. And yeah, there's a little bit of bias there.
That goes with a little bit of the controversy that's coming out of this too.
Well, hold on, Allie. Let me address this to you. Which game do you think melts your face better? Doom or anything else?
Well, I was going to say, it's not really a plot twist, but if you just randomly came upon one of the hidden maps from the old games, that would be...
Yeah, and you could play the old levels.
Yeah.
That would almost be a game within a game.
But doesn't... Huh. But it melts your face. And then you rip the face off and shove it up the demon's ass, and it's great.
I don't think there's a button for that.
There is!
The Game Within a Game Award, which the nominees for that, again, were The Witcher 3, which its game within its game is getting its own full release.
I'm pretty sure it's out.
Yeah, it's out.
Oh, is
like
it?
At least in beta.
Okay.
I even bought Bob a legit actual Gwent set for Christmas last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so Witcher 3 nominee, Garry's Mod, which was the definitive game within a game.
It's the definitive Steam game, like that in Team Fortress.
Tabletop Simulator.
Just bought it. Haven't played it yet.
The Stanley Parable. Winner, Grand Theft Auto V.
For what?
It doesn't say.
I mean, you can do, like, there's tennis inside of it,
there's tennis, there's golf, and, like,
but
race.
It's not...
I don't know. Witcher 3, I think, should have won
that. Yeah, because Gwent is huge.
Yeah.
I remember sitting there watching Bob play Gwent and enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but no one ever enjoyed playing tennis on GTA 5.
Yeah, I heard, like, isn't there a mission that you have to do it and it's just awful?
Golf isn't bad.
Golf is fun. We used to play golf on there, but tennis is just god awful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's the I'm Not Crying, There's Something in My Eye Award.
Grand Theft Auto.
The Walking Dead.
I like the runner-ups too. Like, it's the Telltale Games version of Walking Dead.
Oh, I understand, but what I'm upset about is, since the criteria for this is clearly not games just released, if you have an entire backstory of games to pick from and your big tearjerker is The Walking Dead, that's ridiculous.
It was real sad.
But there are sadder games, surely you must admit.
Some of the other ones, like The Life is Strange, Episode 1, This War of Mine.
Yes, This War of Mine was the one I was thinking about, actually. That is just a cruel game.
To the Moon and Undertale, which I know Undertale is such a big story game. I haven't heard anything about it because I'm still waiting for it to come up on sale because I do plan on buying it.
Is To the Moon the one about, like, the cancer patient?
No idea.
I'm going to look it up real quick because
yeah,
I heard
sure
that
about
game
To the Moon.
Is just heartbreaking.
And then, let's see.
But you got to decide who doesn't become a zombie.
Best Use of a Farm Animal, Goat Simulator.
I feel like that is very rigged. Okay, yeah. To the Moon is an indie adventure RPG about two doctors traversing through the memories of a dying man to fulfill his last wish. Just reading the title makes me want to cry. Description.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played any of those games. I've seen This War of Mine played, and it's... I don't know about, like, I don't know about crying as much as just, like, dark and uncomfortable and... upsetting.
I feel like there's a difference between that and, like, feeling legitimate sadness from what you're watching.
But
like,
I mean, that To the Moon description.
I was about to say,
sounds...
from that description, though.
That just sounds real sad.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
And then the Goat Simulator, which sounds like a category designed solely so Goat Simulator could win an award.
Yeah, it's like, who was the best wrestler from The Shield that wears the Spider-Man logo on his chest?
And still
and
uses
Roman...
the Shield entrance music.
Yeah. And then Seth Rollins wins and you go,
what? Well, no, it's actually because Stardew Valley and Farming Simulator 17 were both nominees and
it's a silly category.
Doom did win the Boom Boom Award.
Boom Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it, explosions are pretty great. In a blockbuster movie, they're thrilling. In a celebration with fireworks, they're beautiful. And yeah, that's the Boom Boom.
And when
boom
they're behind
award.
A cop putting on sunglasses, they're nothing short of glorious. I don't know who wrote this. Identify
either.
Yourself.
I hate Steam now.
To just be shame.
I'm deleting Steam.
I mean, Valve's customer service is pretty terrible. But yeah, and then so Broforce, Just Cause 3, Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes, and the Kerbal Space Program were the runners-up.
Okay, as much as I love Doom, how do you not give that to Broforce?
There was a lot of explosions
Broforce.
In Broforce.
Even Just Cause 3, like...
A lot of explosions in Just Cause 3.
But I feel like Broforce is, I mean, that's built, like, I feel like that's the equivalent of Goat Simulator in the last category. Like, it was built for Bro Simulator.
Right.
I mean,
Bro Simulator.
Fist bump. Press F to fist bump.
Press VR game, too.
B for bro job?
No.
Oh, God.
If you put enough skills into your party category, you can double fist. The worst skill trees.
Name the one person you know that would be most likely to play Bro Simulator.
Dylan Michael Debo. Branham. Oh.
Oh, I wouldn't say Mike Branham.
No, he would play it.
He played for the fun.
Yeah, he would play it a lot.
He'd probably Mojo stream Raleigh. It, yeah.
Mojo Rawley?
No.
I would agree
he
with
that. He would get lost in the game, just forget to eat.
He would forget.
Yeah, bro. Oh, no, all my bros are here.
Oh, Zach Price.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he would enjoy
it. I feel like they should make
like
an MMO of it called, like, World of Brocraft. They never unplug.
The love-hate relationship is Dark Souls 3.
Fair.
Against Geometry Dash, Darkest Dungeon, Super Meat Boy, and Dota 2.
Allie, tell us about your experiences with Super Meat Boy.
Actually,
say it loudly.
I was kind of, as a joke, I was thinking for the one that would make you cry, Super Meat Boy. Because of the story, I mean, his love gets taken away and you want to cry because you just keep dying.
You're never going to get that love back for him. That Dr. Fetus is a real bastard.
As Ethan puts on Super Meat Boy.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Good job, Ethan.
He probably heard Super Meat Boy mentioned. Like, hey, you know what?
Maybe he felt the disturbance in the meat.
In the meat. The Sit Back and Relax Euro Truck Simulator 2, which beat out Abzu, City Skyline, Mini Metro, and Verity.
I feel like City Skyline should have
won,
though.
That's what it looks like, Verity.
Yeah. I mean, there's some management in that. I feel like you're, like, I haven't played either of them, so I don't, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like Train Simulator would be way more of a...
Relaxation.
Relaxing, because that's a track.
Is there
you
like
just,
a...
You just follow the track.
Is there a Pro Bass Simulator?
Probably.
Almost certainly.
Yeah, there's gotta be still be Rapala games coming out. Rapala? I don't know.
Rapala, I think is that's correct.
Or, so or like it. A Jason Vaughn Match Simulator, and you can just kick back and fall asleep.
good night, everybody.
The Better With Friends.
Jesse didn't get that one.
I got it.
Did you?
The Better With Friends Award.
Pinnacle.
Left 4 Dead 2. Which I don't know if
sure.
I mean,
see, I still actually haven't played Left 4 Dead 2. Like, I got it.
Did you never, I thought we played it together.
Uh-uh.
Maybe it was Chris I played with.
Cause I was gonna get it with, like, I got it with Garrett and Ben and we were gonna play it. Because it was like, and when I say I got it, Garrett actually bought it for all of us so that we would play it together. And then we just, cause they had a bundle going. It's like, if you bought it for yourself, it was,
yeah, that's how I got
$5.
Chris, yeah, Chris Howe bought me a copy. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like $5 if you bought it for yourself. But if you bought four of them, it was only $10.
Yeah.
So yeah, he bought it for all of us and was like, let's play this together. And then like every night we're like, so what do you guys want to play? League of Legends? Yeah, let's play some League. That's just what happened.
Now, when you think of a great like co-op game, what would come to mind?
I mean, Borderlands is the obvious answer.
Borderlands is good.
Borderlands, like, that's my first thought.
Do you have one that would?
Smash Brothers.
That's good. But so
not so much for PC, but
or co-op.
Which is, I mean, you can.
I could do
co-op. Teams.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the first one I thought of with multiple players.
I forget that there's actually a story in Smash Brothers.
Well. We use the term story loosely. Yeah.
But like the nominees for this one really confuse me. Because Golf With Your Friends, Magica.
It has With Your Friends in the title.
Don't Starve Together.
Okay, that's a cute one, though.
And Gang Beasts.
Gang Beasts is still in beta.
Is it really?
What is Gang Beasts?
So Gang Beasts is... The only reason I know what it is because of Game Grumps. And it's basically you're these little Play-Doh figures that walk around. And you have to grab and throw your opponent, like the other characters... off the edge or into traps. It looks kind of adorable.
Okay.
I've seen this.
But like you have a stamina bar. So like if you struggle too much trying to get out like at certain times, then you can just go.
Okay.
You can't carry people for very long.
But if that is the criteria and they have that game on the list, for friends, why is Duck Game not on there?
Yeah. No. Duck Game. Yeah. Like
Duck Game should be on there.
There's
and Towerfall.
Like,
yeah, that was another fan.
There's a lot of games like that, the lineup just seemed really weird, and
yeah,
I can't remember the
I
one.
I thought Gang Beasts had, like you could run around with your friends and do stuff too.
It might. But... I literally only have seen the competitive aspect of it.
Cause Duck Game was a lot of fun.
And there's
there's
like a level builder you can do too. But, some of the controversy came because, like, so the 5 More Minutes award going to Counter-Strike, like, a lot of people were like, well, that's weird that Valve wins the award whenever Civ 6 was right there.
Yeah, or Civ 5.
Like, that's literally what those games are.
Yeah.
They're just like, I'll just do like 5 More Minutes.
That whole awards thing just sounds really rigged. And you can be assured that if you want to listen to an award show that's not rigged, stay tuned to tomorrow's Pro Wrestling Unscripted, where we give out the Zilla Awards. Who is your favorite wrestler of the year? Let us know on facebook.com/podzilla1985. You can also go to Cape Championship Wrestling's page and vote for your CCW moment of the year. Here's a hint. Vote for Blaster.
Or, I don't know.
Or something good.
Oh, too mean.
It's your choice.
But yeah, cause, Rocket League was another nominee for that Just Five More Minutes award, which that's another one for with friends.
Yeah.
I would think.
Also, I never had a problem with Rocket League going, oh man, Just Five More Minutes. I had a bigger problem with Fallout, Just Five More Minutes.
That was another one.
Yeah.
Fallout 4 was another one, and then Terraria.
Rocket League was more of a play for 5 minutes and then go, well, I'm never touching this again. Because I'm awful at it, and it's awful.
Before I, because I got super burned out on it, because I was trying to get, I got the Platinum Trophy on PS4. So before that, I was, that was almost all I played.
Like, yeah, that was a period of time when Ace would just come in, and then, like, even when he was, like, if between, like, doing stuff at work, he would just, yeah, pop over, like, just get a match started, mm-hmm. so that he could work towards that trophy.
That was such a ridiculous game, too. I felt like it's one that anybody could play and just have fun with, and it's like, even if you're losing, you're having fun, and it's goofy, no one can get mad at that. And then I saw Steven play it. And Steven can turn any game into something to rage at.
Yeah, because, I mean, that joke came up the other day about, like, somebody said, like, it's supposed to be just be a casual game. Like, no game is casual for Steven Bright.
That's true. He makes a competition out of everything. Love you, Steven. Is he here?
No, he's not.
I know he's
not.
He
might be. His
because I can't hear him cuss.
His 20-point stealth check.
Oh, that's really true. Yeah, he can get in here quieter than anyone.
In and out. Just, you'll never know. He teleports behind you. Nice try, kid.
He's just really, really good at the Irish goodbye.
I find that offensive.
I'm Irish, I can say it.
You even know an Irish person, too.
Yeah, sitting at the table.
Right. You want to compare blood?
Yeah.
All right, Billy, give me a knife.
He's not moving.
Jesse, what are you doing? Jesse, put that away. No, no, do not hand
it's
that
not,
to him.
It's not like werewolves. That's not how it works.
Jesse, while you're here, tell us about your trip to Indianapolis.
Oh, do you really want... Why?
This is a small talk show, and
I'm curious. Nothing incriminating.
Oh, well, I mean, it was pretty basic trip.
This, like, is why you weren't at Nerd Up.
Yeah, it was me, Dalton, Mandy, and our other friend Andrew, who hasn't made an appearance on the show yet, but yeah. If he is listening, which I don't think he is because we're not talking about politics.
We did earlier.
Counts. But anyway. Yeah, we drove up to Indianapolis. I really wanted to see an NFL game. I'm a huge fan of the Colts since the Rams left St. Louis. That's one of the closest stadiums now is Indianapolis. Which works out great for me as I am a huge Colts fan. So
yes, confirmed.
Yeah. Mandy also really wanted to see an NFL game. So we planned this trip. We brought Dalton and Andrew along with us too. And, it also happened to be, you know, New Year's Eve weekend. So we went up there to celebrate New Year's Eve. We went to this amazing burger shop, which, Ace has also been to because that's where he went during Indianapolis Comic Con.
Yes.
And my lord, that's a delicious burger. Then we, we got that when we got to lunch that night. We went to, just a sports bar. It was kind of like a really high-end Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I say high-end, it was just better. It wasn't more expensive.
It's not like a four-star restaurant. It was just a better version of Buffalo Wild Wings.
A significantly better version. They had TVs everywhere, including a TV at every booth.
Oh.
That you could actually change the channel yourself.
You're going to lose us that Buffalo Wild Wings sponsorship.
Before we even get it.
We were this close.
Scotty's.
We were in talks.
Yeah, Scotty's Brew House. If you guys are ever in Indianapolis, listeners out there, make sure you check that place out. Or I think they have a location in Florida.
Yeah. That seems like an odd two places to have your restaurants.
Florida and Indiana.
Yeah, I thought the same way. We went out and saw in Indianapolis, they actually drop a car instead of a ball. Like, they have an Indy car suspended. And, you know how they lower the ball or whatever at the countdown at midnight?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Indianapolis, they lower an Indy car. It's kind of neat.
I don't know why in my head, like, it didn't just lower. It dropped.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that, including me.
And they invite, like, they do a lottery.
Well, cause, like,
and one guy has to get in the car.
Well, and it's like, cause they drop the ball in New York and it's on the pole and it goes down.
Yeah.
But, like, you drop a car. I'm thinking like Mythbusters. Yeah. Just.
Yeah, no.
The like, explosion times right at midnight.
That is the thought. But yeah, no. And like, so it drops. They have a huge fireworks display. Their New Year's Day fireworks display on Georgia Street in Indianapolis is twice the size of our 4th of July display here in good old Cape Girardeau County.
I think they shot off fireworks on New Year's. I know Allie and I were hanging out and we heard what could have been fireworks or gunshots.
It's the classic Cape Girardeau game.
And that was the other thing. We spent, you know, like that.
We watched 2 days. Gilmore Girls.
We spent a lot of time just walking around downtown Indianapolis. And that's the other thing I love about Indianapolis. At no point did I feel in danger.
I feel like that's got to be an exaggeration, though. Come on, there's got to be. Indianapolis is a big city.
I'm sure there are parts of Indianapolis that are rough, but at no point when I was circling around downtown Indianapolis did I ever feel like I was in any kind of danger.
Because I don't even feel safe walking around Cape Girardeau at night. Like, we walk over to Dollar General to get drinks, and I'm at night, past a certain point, I'm like, rush, 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 go, go, go. And I hate leaving out the back door.
When we were there for the con, and we walked from our hotel to Brewburger, which probably wasn't the greatest idea just because of how long it turned out of a walk it turned out
to be.
You
ended up being about a mile and a half or something like that away from our
hotel.
And
we passed some like kind of sketchy side streets, but like the streets that we were on were fine.
They're all
like,
well lit. They were populated.
I wouldn't have wanted to go more than, you know, a block or two in a different direction, but.
Yeah. Unlike when we went to Memphis to Rendezvous.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. Like,
Rendezvous is in the heart of, no.
Yeah,
no,
when we walked. Cause we walked from,
cause this was everybody's first attempt or first go at it, but me. Like, I had been to Rendezvous a couple of times at this point.
And we all wanted to go cause of that damn man versus food show.
Yeah, and I was like, all right, guys, so you're just gonna have to trust me here. And so I take them down the dark alley that you have to go down to get through the shady looking back door.
In Memphis!
Get to the restaurant.
But it was worth it.
Oh, it was so worth it.
Because Rendezvous was delicious.
Rendezvous was delicious. And the meat literally fell off the bones there. And it was a good time.
I am so hungry. Like, I was hungry before this show started. And then this conversation started.
Well, we went to Watami's. On New Year's, and I had the Hokkaido combo, Jesse. It comes with lobster tail, the most succulent lobster tail you'll ever eat, Allie. shrimp, scallops, and red snapper fish. And it was delicious.
He didn't touch any of the vegetables.
No, I ate the orange.
That's a fruit!
Oh, and to finish the story of the trip, we went to see the Colts game the next day and, they won. It was actually ended up being a phenomenal game. I didn't think it was going to be at halftime. Like, our seats were actually really solid, especially for what we paid for them. So yeah, no, it was, all around good time.
Did the end of the internet, did the Colts winning make up for Dalton being there?
Dalton was fine. We all had fun and, Dalton actually bought a Colts jersey. Which,
well, it's good to see him impersonating a fan.
It's so cute. Cause, for those sports fans out there listening, Dalton is a Patriots fan. So to see him buy a Colts jersey and a Colts sock hat to wear to this game made me real happy.
I'm not a big football person.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where the goal line starts and where the diamonds end, but I like the Steelers.
Okay.
And I don't know why. I just always have.
I used to have the Steelers, but I was born in Pennsylvania.
I was going to say, because you have a bunch of friends from Pennsylvania.
That is, but this is before I knew any of them.
Oh.
Like, I was a Steelers fan my whole life, and I really loved Cordell Stewart.
You really like yellow and black?
I think I just like, yeah.
I know you like that combo.
And I liked Cordell Stewart. He played for them. He was my favorite player for the longest time. And I also liked the Rams, which we no longer have.
Right, they're in LA now.
They went home.
Did you see the, there was somebody posted a screenshot or just a picture they took in the Rams Stadium in Los Angeles.
8 minutes
before kickoff.
No.
It was less than half full.
Oh, like for opening day?
Not for opening day. Just, it was for the last game.
Oh,
last
okay.
Game of the season.
But how are they doing? Are they doing poorly?
Oh, no, yeah. They won like what, their first four games?
They looked so like they were actually going to be competent this year and they didn't win their first four, but they won like, they had a winning record, I think, going into, like, midweek, I think. I can look this
they
up.
They started doing well, but then the bottom fell out, and then they kind of turned into an embarrassment.
Well, it's Jeff Fisher.
Got rid of him now.
Mm-hmm.
For I don't know why they thought that the problem was, like, a lot of people are wondering if the issue was that they just really wanted to suck so they have an excuse to go to LA. That's a lot of people's going theory on it. But yeah, now they've actually fired the head coach, Jeff Fisher,
and they
who
still
was
suck.
Awful.
Yeah.
No, they fired him like a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. And they still suck.
Well, yeah, because they're still just running under Fisher. Like they don't have a new head coach yet. They've got like an interim head coach right
so
now.
So you put a big emphasis on the head coach's role in a football team.
Oh yeah, it's huge.
Really?
Yeah.
I always assumed that, like, I mean, sure, a coach is good, but I always assumed, well, if the players are good, then that's what matters most. But,
now then you look at the Colts. We have some great players.
I just, like you said, you know, well, look at the Colts. Mm-hmm. And then you looked at me and I just kind of had that shrug. Like,
where are they? I'll look at them, I guess.
Yeah, so, yeah, no, the Rams actually, they lost their first game in LA 0-28 to the 49ers. But then they won their next two, they won their next three. And, then they didn't win again until week, what is that, 8? Something like that. Yeah. It was a while.
So they did not make the playoffs.
No!
No.
Now, their final record, let me see.
Was bad. Did, I don't know how much time we have left or if you saw
it.
Oh,
we're only like 25 minutes into the show.
That can't be true. Their final record is 4-12. Like it.
What?
Their final record is 4-12.
That's not even that bad. Didn't the Detroit Lions once go, 0-17?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Browns almost did again this year. Or not again, but the Browns almost did that this year.
Did well, they fire the head coach from the Lions when he went 0-17?
Probably. I don't remember. But like you say 0-17, like it carried over from another season. And I think it was actually the streak was longer than that.
For the Lions?
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, the Browns this year almost had a
Completely winless season.
I was
going
to say, I don't know what the opposite of a perfect season would be.
No, winless, yeah.
The Lions.
but I'm curious what people think of Ronda Rousey losing.
You know,
so hard.
I was going to ask you if you wanted to talk about that on wrestling tomorrow, but since we have the award show,
we're not going to have time.
Yeah.
That was what I was going to say. So like, that would be a PWU episode, but.
Since we're on sports, so Ronda Rousey got decimated in her last fight against Amanda Nunes. And I don't mean she got decimated. She got obliterated. Like, I can't think of a word to describe it. This is the worst I've ever seen Ronda Rousey. When she lost to Holly Holm, mm-hmm. it was bad, but it wasn't god-awful. Mm-hmm. Everyone loses, eventually. I can't think of anyone that has a perfect record. Literally.
Who has more than, like, 3 or 4 fights.
Exactly, yeah. Like and Ronda Rousey is 12 fights in... Oh, no, she was 13 fights in, I believe, because she was 12-1, mm-hmm. I believe, when she fought Nunes. So everyone was expecting her to do well. She came out looking great, like physically. She was in shape. She was in probably the best shape she's ever been in as a UFC fighter. Mm. And she had a lot of fire in her. That fire was quickly extinguished when Nunes just pounded her. Rousey looked like a robot in there.
It was bad.
She just stood there and took hit after hit. It's almost like she was trying to prove she could get hit.
Yeah.
You know?
Or that her stand-up wasn't as bad as everyone thought it was.
And it was. Nunes and... I showed you the fight.
Yeah, I saw it.
Because
Allie, I showed you the fight, right?
No, but you told me
it was GIF length.
It was 48 seconds, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And now everyone's making fun of Ronda Rousey. Oh, she was awful. I literally saw an article today. I don't remember what side it was on. But the article was Ronda Rousey ever actually good? And they were talking about how she really wasn't that good to begin with. BS! Ronda Rousey is a great fighter. And I hate all of the people jumping. And I get it.
It happened when she lost at first, too.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was, like,
they jumped on the bandwagon. Yeah.
Because everyone was on the bandwagon for Ronda Rousey is the greatest women's fighter. She could probably beat some of the men. Like, everyone loved her.
Yeah, a lot
of
people were talking about how she could beat Mayweather.
And then she
lost.
Like,
that was a big thing.
Yeah.
And then she lost. And then it's, oh, man, I'm so glad someone finally beat her. She's so just...
overrated.
Like, yeah. And then it kind of carried over again, which that annoyed the hell out of me. Well, but this time it was... Like, this was bad. This was not a good showing. And I don't... If she continues in UFC, she has to get a new camp.
She does. And
she has to get a new camp.
She will continue in UFC. I truly believe that because she's only got 14 fights. I do. I think...
Or do you think that WrestleMania we get
a... I don't think so. I think because Ronda Rousey strikes me as the kind of person that is proud.
Well, she really wants to... Yeah. She said it many times before. She wants to go out a champion.
And
she wants to get the belt back.
And there's no way Ronda Rousey is going to go out with 2 losses, especially the way she lost to Nunes. That was just
But if she
horrible.
Is so, if she is so proud, do you think that she thinks that, especially because I don't want to speculate on like, not mental condition, but like mental wealth. I'm trying to think of a.
Her mental health?
Yeah.
Her general.
Just in the sense that, because like, look at how she handled that that first loss.
It was terrible.
It was bad. It was real bad.
She was clinically depressed, if I remember her saying. Like, she actually became depressed.
And that was before the loss. Like, she's always had
mental
health struggles.
Whatever she had was amplified by a lot.
Yeah. And so, and then you see her coming into this fight, no press, no media, which is not only unprecedented, it's the opposite. Remember when Dana White fired Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to do the press conference?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Ronda Rousey will not be doing press conferences. Question?
Well, Ronda Rousey, she was their golden chicken. She was the golden.
She was making them a lot of money.
She was making them a lot of money and getting them a lot of exposure because you legitimately did have a woman that was so good. Because people kind of ignore the fight she had before these two and forget that she obliterated every opponent she went in. These were not long, drawn-out fights.
Which
she,
I think is what really hurt her.
Yeah, because then she got obliterated. Mm-hmm. But everyone gets beat at some point, and you're absolutely right. She needs to get a new camp. She needs to train. She can come back and still be a good fighter.
And honestly, I think a lot of her problem is that she, at least in the fights that I've seen that when she's lost, it's because she's tried to beat them at their own game.
Yeah.
She's not trying to fight her way.
Yeah, like standing up with Nunes. Just a bad idea.
Right. Like, she should have just taken her to the ground, armbar, called it a day. Because, I mean, that's how she won so many other fights.
And that's kind of what Dalton was talking about in the group chat when we mentioned it, is, like, she's such a strong grappler that it's gotta be, like, it's that pride. It's just that hard-headedness of, oh, well, the internet, like, everyone says that my stand-up game is terrible. She can beat me at stand-up. Well, I'm gonna prove them wrong. No, do what you do really well.
That's the point of MMA. Fights.
But the problem, and then also the problem is like, she's so good at grappling, like, but people are learning that. People know that now. So they're defending against it.
Yeah, and Nunes completely exposed her. And
she was so dominant that I feel like she, like, especially with the camp that she has of the people kind of just like, oh, no, you're great. That was a fluke. Like, people just telling her what
she wants to hear. Yeah.
And like, no, it's great. Like, cause a couple weeks before the fight, there was a video of her at a training camp and she was like throwing punches at a bag. And I can't do this. Like, this is how her punch was ending, with her palm facing outward.
Yeah.
Like, that's not
like almost turned upside down.
Yeah. Like, she's trying to pour out a bottle of something.
Right.
With her arm extended. Like, that's a terrible way
to throw
a punch.
She doesn't have a great stand up game. She didn't train well for it from everything that, you know, you see. And the fact that when she got into a stand-up fight with Nunes, and Nunes was pounding her, instead of changing up her game, she just stood there.
And not
she
even,
just stood
I was
there
say,
taking
not even
punches.
Trying to take up her, change up her game. Like, there was no footwork. There was no head movement.
She just stood there just and took the beating.
Well, cause like, she did get hit in the head just really, really good real early.
She got caught with a good shot, but Ronda Rousey is a good fighter. It's not like, she's not new to this. If she gets hit, you know, most fighters, when they get hit, they change up. They switch up. They'll grapple. They'll stall. Look at boxing. That's what the clinch is for.
Mm-hmm.
I hate clinching too, but when you get hit, you clinch.
That's why I don't like boxing.
I love boxing. I loved boxing. Me and my dad, that was a thing we watched together. And then I think my dad really would have loved UFC and MMA because it's like boxing, but it's harder.
Right.
It's a harder hitting sport.
Did you ever watch the Tough Man competitions?
Oh yeah.
Cause that was something that my stepdad and I would always watch.
In fact, I watched the one with, Hardbody Harrison?
I couldn't tell you a single name out of him, it was all just like, well, he's a plumber in real life.
No, there was a wrestler.
And this guy's a
WCW wrestler, if I remember correctly, was on there, and he was really good. And then I think he later got arrested for prostitution.
Buff Bagwell?
No, he never got arrested. He was never tough. So yeah, alright, so I guess my point of this is that I think everyone's saying, is Ronda Rousey gonna fight again? She's absolutely gonna fight again. And she should. She should, because she's still 12-2, if I've got the record correctly. Mm-hmm. And 12-2 is a good record. Miesha Tate doesn't have that record. She isn't quitting. She's been destroyed by Ronda Rousey. The people that are jumping on and making fun of her, like Justin Bieber, of all people, posted a message to Ronda Rousey saying, you got knocked the fuck out. Fuck a
did
Justin.
He really?
He really did. The little shit. Fuck a Justin Bieber. A sucker punching piece of garbage like him.
I want
him. Who did he sucker punch?
There's fights like, just watch TMZ sometime.
No, thank you.
Half the fights, half the videos posted on there are either Kardashians or Justin Bieber sucker punch someone at a club.
I do remember that happening actually a long time ago. I would really, really like to see Bieber say that to Rousey's face.
Rousey would obliterate him. Everyone thinks they're tough because Ronda Rousey got beat. Ronda Rousey is still tougher than you.
12-2.
Yeah.
It was the website I was looking at said 12-1 with TBD next to the December fight. So
Ronda Rousey's still tougher than most people.
Oh yeah.
Just because she lost real bad doesn't mean she's not tough anymore.
Yeah.
So all the people that are talking about how awful she is, I saw someone post on Facebook. It said something like, "Was it like tips to be a pro MMA judge or critic? Step one: log into Facebook."
The end.
The end.
And honestly, like it, a lot of people are looking over the fact that like you can have a bad night. Like fighters have, like
she
fighters
had a really bad night.
Yeah, but that kind of stuff happens all the time.
Allie, like, what do you think? You're quiet on this.
Well, yeah, because you've been talking. But I mean, I agree with you. It was one fight. It was Do we say 12-2 And she, of course, is tougher than almost than everyone that's criticizing her right now. And it's ridiculous to think that two fights out of
14
that she's had makes her weak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just because she lost so bad.
And I also find it interesting that nobody ever gave, like, nobody ever said Miesha Tate was terrible because she got obliterated by Rousey.
Well, Tate, up until Holly Holm, Tate was Rousey's best opponent. She lasted the longest.
Because that's the only argument you could really not make, but like that I could understand, is that there were a handful of those fights, especially in UFC, that no one, like, they were kind of nobodies.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't quite the, like, you know, entry-level people coming in. But Ronda Rousey was the biggest name in the division for a reason. Like, and then people like Miesha Tate, Holly Holm, Cyborg's coming in.
That's what I read, is that everyone that says, all right, Rousey was never that good to begin with. No, mm-hmm. Rousey was good. She set the bar.
Yeah.
She set the bar, and now other people that are coming into the sport are learning from her and adapting and becoming better than she was. But that doesn't take away from the fact that she was so good. Lots of boxers. Muhammad Ali got beat.
Yeah.
And Muhammad Ali was the best boxer of all time, arguably. Mm-hmm. You know, eventually you're going to get beat. Someone's going to be better than you. That's just the rule of the jungle. It doesn't mean you're not good.
It's a bad comparison, but it's kind of like saying that the Beatles suck because so much, like, great stuff has come out since then that learned from them and was influenced by them.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do that. That's unfair to Ronda Rousey. And it's just people that don't like her arrogance, that they don't like the fact that she is good, and they're looking for any way to knock her down.
And again, it's
jealous.
And I will say, too, like, she didn't handle the first loss very well.
She didn't handle her wins very well.
Also that. So, I mean, I kind of get that. But, yeah, just the bandwagoning of it all irks me. But the reason I brought it up is because, like, we kind of mentioned, like, her pride. You think she's going to fight again because she wants to go out as a champion. Do you think this hurts her marketability at all in, like, movie roles, stuff like that? Like, do you think WWE would kind of back off on her?
I don't think so. I think they would still – not WWE especially.
Well, definitely not WWE.
They would – I mean, look, they went after Chael Sonnen.
That's true.
You know? As far as movies and stuff go, I mean, she's still tough. Mickey Rourke got knocked out in real life, and people still think he's a tough guy. Ronda Rousey is a special kind of beast. Like, just because she got beat doesn't change the fact that she is still Ronda Rousey.
Well, the only thing with Ronda Rousey is that she really doesn't have, her acting chops need some work.
So does Mickey
Which is
Rourke.
Fair, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just one of those things, like, as far as marketability goes, yeah, no, WWE, I think, is going to be all over her.
Oh, they will.
Like,
well, they'll try.
Yeah, oh, I guarantee you there has already been an email sent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, because they mentioned a long time ago that they were interested in having her on.
Well she was on WrestleMania.
Yeah. Like, I remember seeing it because she flipped Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was
She was
awesome.
The only person to get one over on Stephanie McMahon.
they're chomping at the bit to get her.
Yeah.
We got to get that win. Steph's got to get that.
And when Stephanie beats Ronda Rousey.
Oh, why would you say it out loud?
Needed to be said.
Did it? Did it?
I think the only thing this is going to hurt for Ronda Rousey is this is going to hurt her credibility in the sport. Like, other fighters are going to think, well, now I can take my shot at Ronda Rousey. But I don't think it's going to hurt her pay-per-view buys. I don't think it's going to hurt.
Oh, people will absolutely continue.
People will still tune in to watch her. I mean, people still tune in to Brock Lesnar. Mm-hmm. He got destroyed by Overeem. You know, people want to see Lesnar fight. And Ronda Rousey is basically female Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, she's their big star. You know, hopefully she doesn't go out the way Lesnar did and get suspended for a year and get their win overturned. Did you hear about that, Jesse?
I did.
Allie?
She was on the show and we talked about it.
Which, are you on the show? PW? That's great. Do you have your list ready for the Zillas tomorrow?
All but one.
Which one?
Best moment.
I still have about half my list I need to go to. And I just changed like two of mine.
the only one I have left is best female wrestler. Because here, I'll just say it on the air now. I want to put Ember Moon because I feel like she's the only one to come into NXT as an Asuka style, Asuka level of indie darling type thing where people will look at Ember Moon and go, okay, she's going to probably going to be the next face of the division mm-hmm. when Asuka moves on. But she has not done enough for me to.
She hasn't done anything.
Not in NXT, but as Athena on the indie, she was amazing. She's got a great look. She has potential at the yin yang. It's just they haven't really done a lot with her NXT, and that's why I didn't put her on.
I was going to say, because this is the best of 2016, not what we think we'll see in 2018.
Best or favorite?
Yes.
Okay.
See, that was that's actually something that I was very like, oh, best or favorite. So
because there's a difference between best and favorite.
Best is what's on the Facebook page.
Okay.
So that's what I'm, because that's what the awards are going to.
Hi, Jesse.
Yeah. Hey. I thought it was Tuesday.
It is, but we're previewing tomorrow's show. It's Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We're doing the Zilla Awards, and you can go to podzilla.com. No. Shit.
Facebook.com/podzilla1985.
And you can vote for.
Will that actually go there? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
And you can vote for your winners.
It will.
No,
okay.
I was like, that's our page.
I didn't think that was a question. I just assumed it would.
Also go to Cape Championship Wrestling on Facebook and vote for your CCW moment of the year again. It's very important that you do so because, we're really excited about it. So we'll do that tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a big show. We're going to dress up and we're going to look nice and we're going to give out the Zillas, which is not a real award.
No, yes, I have spray painted many Zillas.
Is that like a sex term?
No, so are you guys
in many Zillas?
So are you guys going to like agree on one, or are you
so just this is the format that we kind of agreed on, which I am now questioning because I hate having to choose my own favorite.
I questioned from the beginning. Here's how it should have went. We should have had a list of nominees, and then we all agree on a winner.
Well,
but instead, we're all just giving our winners personally.
And then deciding one on
air. And then everyone is submitting their favorite or their best.
Yes.
Their opinion. And then as a panel, we will decide on
and we have
out
to argue
four.
Who our winner is and why.
Yeah.
So
which I think
Dalton's
is good,
gonna be very unlucky.
I think that's an interesting show. But then the more I think about it, it's like, well.
You guys should have gone with fewer categories.
Oh, no, that's fine. Because some of them
we're putting a hard time limit on. Also, there's a handful that are just kind of gimmies.
Like Wrestler of the Year. I can guarantee you every single person put Wrestler of the Year unless someone decided to be different.
I guarantee you at least there will be at least three options.
Okay, well I know what Dalton, me and Allie picked. Who'd you pick?
Don't worry about it. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow, guys. We're gonna get out of here for now. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the Zilla Awards with PWU. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great night, Jesse, since you weren't here on Sunday. Take us out, my friend.
They'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I'll talk to you guys on Sunday.